Today's share of Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. And we begin with a brand new Simon, Simon Lamed Gimel, which deals with Tikune Tfilin V'din HaRitzuos, fixing of Tfilin that are somehow torn or no good, and the Dinim of the Ritzuos, the straps of the Tfilin. And we begin with the Mechaber saying, Im Niskalkel Or Shel Shtei Batim Mibati Arosh, Ze Eitzel Ze. If you have a kilkel, the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkotan Aleph explains niskalkel means perush shenifsak v'nase kera. There's somehow a tear in the batim of the shel rosh, in the compartments of the shel rosh that are adjacent to each other, the four compartments of the rosh. If you have two of them that are adjacent to each other that have been torn, so the Mechaber continues, im hatfilin yishonim, if it's an old pair of tefillin, which we'll define in a moment, psulim, then it's no good. However, the imhem chadoshim, if it's a new pair of tefillin, then they are kasherim, then it is good. And this is true, the Mechaber adds, only if kol zman she'or moshav habatim kayim. This is true if the titura, the base upon which the batim are placed, is still intact. Now let's see the Mishneh Berurah inside to see what this really means. In Sivkot and Beis, he writes, mibote arosh, meaning, avulim nase kera bahabaye shoyad, but if the shoyad, as opposed to the different four compartments of the shorosh, if the single compartment of the shoyad is ripped, then it's posul kuleyama b'kol inyan, then it's certainly no good. Even avshat titur kayemis, even if the base is intact. And this is different, v'lodomi l'shorosh, the nishtayer bo od, al kolponim ezebatim shleimim, because by the shorosh, you have several compartments that are still intact, as opposed to if the shoyad compartment is broken, then there is no compartment that isn't attacked. In Dirshu footnote 1, he brings down, Im lo nase el neki bovad, if you have a puncture as opposed to a tear, this is a machlokis amongst the achronim. He brings down from the Shevet Alevi Zatzal, Kosav al pi diri ashita mekubetzes, sheyesh lahachmir b'zeh, one should be stringent and not use such a tefillin, and so is the opinion of the Kesis HaSofer. However, he brings down, if it's a very small neck, a very small puncture that's not really visible to the naked eye, it's only visible when you hold it like up to the sunlight and you can see a sun through it, then he brings down the Mishnah HaSofer, Shiesh Lahakshir, that's acceptable. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel writes that the batim have to be next to each other in the shorosh for it to be no good. And he writes, Rotsa lomar, da batim heim smuchim zelazeh, it's two adjacent of the four batim. Afilum hein hakroyim smuchim, even if the tears between the two batim aren't next to each other, the tear could be in different sides. Kagon shakara echo bebayis hasheni bedofno yamini. For example, compartment number two has a tear on the right side of the compartment. The kara hasheni bebayis hashlisha, and the second tear is on the third compartment on a different side. Loshno bedofno yamini or smoli, it doesn't make a difference which side it's on, but it's not adjacent to it. Afilum kerazilamal of zilamato, if one is on the top, towards the top of the compartment, one is on the, towards the bottom of the compartment, the koshikim shtem ba'avir echot, zekinegizid, the posel. All of these situations, however they're situated, as long as they're on two adjacent compartments, whether they're on other sides even of those compartments, top or bottom, or in any different location, if it's two consecutive adjacent compartments, then it is posel. In Sivkot and Dalet, the Mishneh Berurah explains what we meant by Yeshonim Psulim. If they're an old pair of tefillin, then it's no good. Dekvar niskalkelu machmas yoshtam, because this is considered already worn out, and it's considered now torn, and it's due to its wearing out, and it's no longer good. In Dirshu footnote 2, he brings down the Nemuki Yosef, who explains, Sheyesh lochu shema meirov yoshtam shalabatim yisrachei vakera ada sheyetzei ledofen achitzon. You have to be concerned over here because of the wear and tear on this older pair of tefillin that it will expand the tear eventually and it will be no good. So therefore, we don't allow it even at this point right now. Mishneh Berurah then alludes to what the Ramah is going to say in a moment, the Hayesh Omrim, that the Ramah will bring down in a moment, Sir Leil Hefech says the exact opposite of this. The Bechadoshim Igloya Milso Deor Mekulkelu, if it's a brand new pair of tefillin and it ripped, obviously there's something intrinsically wrong with this pair of tefillin, given the Bizman Muat Nikro, it ripped in such a short period of time, it obviously was intrinsically no good. There was some kilkel in the hide from the start, and that's why it's no good, because it's new. If you go to the Ramah, that's what he says. He says the batim have to be intact in general, they just have a small tear in them. And then he adds, some say the exact opposite, as we just brought down in the Mishneh Berurah, that it is the old ones that are good, because obviously that's a good piece of leather, and over wear and tear and time, it has ripped a little bit, but it was intrinsically good. But the chadoshim psulim, because there's obviously something wrong if it ripped in such a short period of time. And the Ramah concludes, V'nira li d'yesh l'achmir l'fsol b'shneim. We should take the chumers of both and not allow any of these torn tefillin, whether they're new or old, to be utilized. Now we go back to the middle of the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Dalet, where we left off. Even where we don't have a concern whether it's old and worn out because of its age, or because it's new and it wasn't somehow good, it was deficient in some way and it ripped right away. Even when these things don't apply, these reasonings don't apply. For example, Kagon Shinasa Keri, Akera, Ayde Sakin, it was traumatic. Somebody took a knife to it and he ripped it. So it has nothing to do with the intrinsic nature of the strength of the batim, new or old. It was ripped with a knife. Nevertheless, Mishnah Berurah writes, even when these reasons don't apply, yesh lahachmir, we do this stringently and don't allow this to be considered a kosher pair anymore. Why not? Dirshu footnote 3 brings down a reason based upon the Mikdosh Ma'at, who writes, yesh lachu shem yisrachev akera yosef yiskal kalabais, because we're concerned that the rip will extend and expand and it will eventually ruin the bais, and therefore we prevent it from being used even now. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, Mikol Makom Tzidei B'Sefer Piskei Tshuva, he brings down the Piskei Tshuva in Yerodeya, the Dibuk Mahani Im Anu Yodim She'en Har Mekulkal. He brings down over here that gluing it back together is perfectly good as long as we don't think that there's an intrinsic defect in the hide. Af Leilu Denoagin Lasos Tefillah Mi'orechot, and this is true even for those that have the custom to try to make the Titura and the Bayis from the same Or, which we previously explained is a more optimal way of doing it, but that is only lechatchila and not b'di'evit. In Dirshu footnote 4, he brings down that in this situation, ba'or echot shenase bokeri, if there was a single hide that had a rip in it, vaday tol stimas adibuk, then certainly you can glue it together lachshivo ke'or echot sholim, because even b'di'evit that would have been good. So certainly after the fact, over here, when it's torn, one can glue it back together, and that's not a problem. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Hay writes that the Chadashim Aksherim, this was their first opinion, and even if they're adjacent, the rip is on two adjacent batim on both sides, nevertheless it still is good if it's a new pair of tefillin, according to the first thought in the Mechaber. We said if the base is intact, that's when it's good under certain situations. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Vav writes, what do we mean the base? Hainu titura. This means the titura. Havol Abba Beis Yosef Pirish, he disagrees. And Beis Yosef writes, the boy shu shleim mikol atzdadin, has to be intact on all sides. The lo mach shirinon elamach shenikra mi bifnim bein bayis l'bayis. He says, even if the bayis is torn, the only time it's good is if it's torn in between the compartments, but not if the outside part is torn. If any external face of the bais is torn, it's no good. And he says this is also the das of the Ramah, Sheitiku la'alocha, which he brings down la'alocha, and kosav de gam ha'batim srichel yos kayomim, elishniku kitsas. He says the only time the batim are good is there's only a small rip in them, but they certainly have to be intact otherwise. Piru shenikru bein bais la'bais. And what does that mean? It means only if there's an internal between the batim, between the four compartments of the shorosh type of a tear, but not if it's on the external face. Abul Hatzdadim, the external faces, the sides, Tzrichim Liyos Shleimim, they must be intact. And Ba'afilu Kera Bevayis Echad, there, even a rip in one of the compartments, Im Nasim Bibchutz, if it's on an external face, Levad, even only there, Gam Ken Yesh Lahachmir, it's no good as a Chumrah. The Ramah said that we should go and be Machmir, like both stringencies, the opinion of the Chadoshim and the Yeshonim, we should take the more strict opinion, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Zayin writes, Al Kain, therefore, Yesh Livsol Masha Regilin Asofrim, therefore, what many Sofrim do, we should not allow, which is Kisha Osim Adalad Batim, when they make the four compartments of the Sharosh, Vinosin Osim Bitfus, and they put it into the form, Chotrim Min Ha'or, Bein Bayis Labayis, Kadesh Lo Yeh Nichvatz Ubaletis, they somehow make some sort of a cut in the hide in between the compartments in order that it shouldn't shrivel up and or project out. And then they cover that, they cover up where they sliced it on the inside, so it looks like it's full and complete on the outside. To be honest, I'm not 100% sure I understood this, but what I think he's saying is that a practice of the Sofrim to make somehow the tefillin appear like they're better than they really are is not something that should be done over here, because it actually is a chumrah that leads to a kula. Let's say Tzarech Ian further, though, on Sivkat and Zayin. Now we go back to the Mechaber, who also defines what are Chadoshim. The Elohim Chadoshim, how do we define new pair of tefillin? Kozman shim ayumoshchim osam b'ritzuos habayis mispashit v'niftoch. If we were to pull on the straps, the ritzuos over here, I'm not exactly sure how that would affect it, but somehow if you're pulling on the ritzuos over here, and the bayis will separate, so then nikra chadosh. That's still called a new pair of tefillin. Im eino niftoch, nikra yoshim. But if it won't open up, I guess it's over time, it's gotten so packed together that it doesn't open up easily, then it's called an older pair of tefillin, yoshon.
Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Ches, right? Zehu le'osan she'osan ha'mavarta me'or she'osu menu ha'batim. That's if you have the mavarta made out of the same piece of or that the batim are. Avol l'didon, nowadays, ha'mavarta or b'vne'atzo, that many people have the mavarta as a separate piece of hide, ain't shaykh lomar kain, this doesn't apply. And Dirshu footnote 6 brings down, sheminig olam laso sesab mavarta vesatitura mishteoras. Nowadays the minig is to make it from a separate hide, and therefore, eloshim ef shotov lahadish yakob meor echad. It is preferable, everybody agrees, that you should try to make it from one hide, but if you are making it from two hides, this din doesn't seem to apply. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'im niskalkilu shnayim zeh shelo kineg zeh. But if two of the compartments of the sharosh that are not adjacent to each other are torn, for example, rishon ushlishi, the first and the third compartment, then ksherim afilu hem yishonim. Then even, according to the Mechaber, if they were yishonim before, it is no good. But here, even if they're yishonim, if it's not adjacent compartments and there's a tear, then there still are kosher. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Tes explains, wrote Shlomar, "Debezem mikre zeh shelo kineged zeh." That's not called adjacent. That's not called one next to the other. And therefore, "Vafilu imnasa kera babayis hashlishi bishnei dafnosav kosher." Even therefore, if it's in one compartment and it's on both sides, that's also still considered kosher. Kivin sheyesh bayis sholei mafsik benen, because you still have a perfectly good bayis in between them. But if it's two adjacent ones, like number 2 and 3, as we said, even though they're on two totally opposite sides, one on bias 2, for example, is on the right, and on bias 3 is on the left, that's called next to each other. Since the two compartments are next to each other, as we mentioned already in Sivkot and Beis. Then the Mechaber continues and he writes, V'im niskalkilu shlosha batim, but if three of the four compartments are worn away, torn in some way, b'chol inyam psulim, then everybody agrees that that is possible. Shtabur in Sivkot and Yud writes, afilu b'chol bayis rak dofen echad, even if it's only on one side of each of the compartments, that's still no good. And in Sivkot and Yud Aleph, he writes, bol rabos afilu chadoshim. This is true, according to the Mechaber, who says chadoshim, who have two batim torn, it's okay, but even the Mechaber says if three new batim compartments are torn, that is no good. And this is as opposed to with the two, as we just said, two adjacent ones, if it's new, if there's only two, it's good according to the Mechaber, but it's no good if there are three that are torn. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, im nifsuku tfiros ha-tfilin, if the stitching of the tefillin is torn, leha Rambam, according to the Rambam, im hayu shtei ha-tfiros zubitzad zu, if it's two adjacent stitches that are torn, or oshinifsiku shalosh tfiros afilu zel shelo kineged zo, if there are three stitches that are torn, even if they're not adjacent to each other, in both of these scenarios, harei el psulim, the tefillin are no good. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud Beis brings down, this is according to the Rambam, however, avol shar poskim pligi alei, or the other poskim disagree with the Rambam, umekilim b'chol gavni b'shtei tfiros, and their makel, if two stitches are torn, that it's still good. And even with three stitches, ubishlosha tfiros shenifsiku, machmirim dafilu tikun bimkom hehevsik lo mahani. The other poskim say that there's no way to correct this, even if you try to attach the parts that are ripped, if there are three rips, it's no good. The Gnaihu, because this is now considered an embarrassment, this is not nice, the Shenikar Hatikun Bishlosha Makomos Bein Bechadoshim Bein Biyishonim, that even if you're dealing with new or old tefillin, if you have three places where you had to repair it and correct the stitching and reattach the stitching, it doesn't look nice, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, V'tzarech lachzor v'litvah mechadosh, these poskim hold that you have to undo all the stitching and restitch it together from anew. Commotion is bar b'tur u'beves yosef le'elbasif simon lamed beis, that we had learned previously at the inclusion of simon lamed beis. Back to the Mechaber now. Under what circumstances did the Rambam say that two adjacent stitches or three stitches overall are psulim? B'medvar mamurim, under what circumstances b'yishonim? That's only with an old pair of tefillin. Avo b'chadoshim, with a newer pair of tefillin, calls man she'or moshav abatim kayam ksherim. As long as the titura, the base over here of the bias, was still intact, then they are still kosher. In Sivkot and Yudala, the Mishnah Berurah explains the moshav abatim. Again, the base over here means hainu hatitura. That's referring to the titura. The gam bozeh das ramor kimo bahagol le'el. The gam habatim srichim yos kayomim. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the ramor feels over here too, just like he stated previously, that in order for this to be kosher, it has to still be that the bias itself is intact. As he had mentioned previously when the Mechaber had talked about this, the same din applies over here. Why doesn't he say it over here? The Mishnah Berurah says, he felt he didn't have to state it again because he had stated it previously. Finally, we skipped one Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Yud Gimel. We said if they weren't adjacent, then you're required to have three of the stitches that came apart. And he writes, Afilu kolecha betzad acher, even if they're on different sides, the four sides over here, and if the stitches is ruined on one on each side of the three of the four sides, that still is no good because it's still, while not so bad looking, will still not give it a nice appearance. And as we pointed out in the Mishnah Berurah previously, that is why the Rambam says it's no good. It's bad if there are three corrections. We'll stop over here for today, and in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow in the Mechaber telling us what is the definition of Chadoshim.